Iraqi Foreign Minister Ibrahim Jaafari lashes out at some Arab states for branding as terrorists the resistance groups fighting terror in the region. Speaking during the Arab League session in Cairo, Jaafari threw his weight behind Iraq's popular mobilization units and the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah. The Iraqi top diplomat said those who accuse the Iraqi and Lebanese fighters of sponsoring terror are the real terrorists. His comments angered the Saudi delegation who walked out of the meeting in protest. The Arab League followed in the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council's footsteps to declare Lebanon's Hezbollah a terrorist group. Saudi Arabia and the UAE have also stepped up rhetoric against popular forces fighting terror in Iraq. Baghdad has warned other Arab countries against meddling in Iraq's internal affairs. Well, to discuss this further, let's go to Minneapolis and talk to Professor William Beeman. Welcome to the program. So, Professor Beeman, seems today the definition of terrorism has been reversed, and in the opinion of Saudi Arabia, those who fight ISIS terrorists are terrorists. How can this be, and so who are the real terrorists?
I quite agree. I think that people throw around this term terrorism anytime they want to just simply denigrate one group or another. One might have claimed that in the 1980s that some of the actions of Hezbollah might have been defined as terrorist actions. In fact, they were self-defense for the Shia community in southern Lebanon. These days, Hezbollah is engaged in rather normal military operations, and they are fighting against ISIS in Syria. The problem is, of course, that a great deal of support for ISIS is coming from the Arabian Peninsula, from the nations of the Arabian Peninsula. And the fact is, Hezbollah and other groups are making headway against ISIS. So it is ISIS or ISIL or Daesh, whatever you want to call them. I'm not sure why the members of the Arab League are saying this, except that they maybe want to say something bad about any Shia force who's fighting any Sunni force. But it is this accusation has no substance whatever. They can't demonstrate how the operations of Hezbollah conform to any definition that we know of terrorism. So I think that this is just a simple case of name calling. Also, I should tell you that this is one way for the Arab nations who are doing this name-calling to make it seem that they are less guilty than they actually are. And they are, in fact, the chief state supporters of terrorism in the region now.
And, of course, how likely will those countries supporting ISIS terrorists receive backlashes on their own soil?
Well, I don't think they're going to, because the ISIS or ISIL is a Salafist organization. And for instance, in Saudi Arabia, the majority of the population identify themselves as Salafis. And so the public support for Daesh or ISIL or ISIS is, in fact, very large in Saudi Arabia. It's large in Kuwait, it's large in the UAE. And so, whereas the government reluctantly, at the behest of the United States, has denounced ISIS, the popular view in those countries is that they should be supporting ISIS. And I will tell you that we know definitively that private contributions to ISIS have been made from the Arabian Peninsula.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Professor William Beeman from Minneapolis. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.
Thank you very much.